I used to go to the same local coffee shop just about every workday. They had good Wi-Fi and most of the day it was a really quiet place to work. Another benefit was the incredibly cute girl that worked there most days. Her name was Julie and I think she was 22 when I first met her. She was tiny, like 5 feet 1 inch, with long dark brown hair and gorgeous green and brown eyes. She packed a lot of curves into that little frame though. Such a great ass that I loved watching bounce around the dining room and jiggle as she stirred drinks or reached up high for stuff. My experience has been that girls almost never notice other girls checking them out. I spent a lot of time gawking at Julie's hot little bod and I don't think she ever had the faintest clue. Julie was also incredibly cute and bubbly. Everyone that came in that place loved her. She was always laughing and messing with people. It was actually really cool to get to know her a little and become more like friends eventually. But when I first started going there, I mostly just secretly lusted after her haha. The best was one Halloween she dressed as Wonder Woman. This was long before the movie made her popular again, so it was like a homemade riff on the old Linda Carter TV show version. Honestly, it was a pretty modest costume, I mean, she was still at work. She was wearing a red tank top that she decorated with some gold glittery paint and some blue, like running shorts, those ones with a white ribbon along the seam on the side and around each leg. I think she'd attached some stars to them too. She was wearing wristbands and had the Wonder Woman headband thing. It was really cute. And of course her young luscious bod was just filling it up. For the red knee-high boots she had pulled long red socks up over top some little kid shoes. So cute. Watching her buzz around that place all day was awesome. Everyone was trying to flirt with her and she was just egging them all on. She got a lot of attention from older men especially. She always seemed to know exactly how to give it back without crossing any lines. In the afternoon, the place usually cleared out almost completely. Late that afternoon, Julie came out from behind the counter and sat at a table just in front of me in the dining room. She was getting ready to pack up and head out for the day. As she sat on the chair in front of me, she lifted her legs, one at a time, and rolled those long red socks down her pretty legs. She took off her shoes and the little jogging socks too. I just stared her down the whole time. I don't think she knew I was watching her. Her little toes were so adorable. She had the littlest, girliest feet with high arches and soft, pink skin. Her toes were painted light blue. She was fucking perfect. I watched her rub her legs up and down, probably to scratch them a little having pulled down the long socks. And as she just sat there, slumped back in the chair, bare-legged and barefoot with her socks and shoes spilled out on the floor around her. Hopefully I'm doing this at least some justice as I try to describe it because in the moment it had me absolutely drooling. She let out a huge sigh and then kind of chuckled and looked over at me. What a day. Julie chirped with a big grin. I was smiling ear to ear. I think I said something dumb like, "You did it, girl." Ha ha ha. She put on some flip-flops she pulled from a backpack and then went into the bathroom with her bag. When she came out she was wearing some baggy sweats. She grabbed her coat and was out of there a few minutes later. That little scene of her pulling those long socks off her legs and her tiny bare feet just mesmerized me. I couldn't stop thinking about it, playing it over and over again in my mind. And I sat right there in the middle of that coffee shop, pretending to look at my computer, and just got so wet and turned on. I could not stop fantasizing about Julie. I thought about my hands on her legs, rubbing up the outsides of her thighs. I imagined how soft her skin would feel under my fingers. I thought about those hazel eyes shining up at me, and I imagined I'd be able to watch the fire turn on behind when I touched her. The thought of every guy in that place, and probably some of the girls too, wanting her all day, some of them probably also fantasizing about her right now too, it drove me nuts. I was squirming in my chair. Not even fighting the fantasies, just letting them go on and on. Basically edging myself right there out in the middle of everything. I actually switched on my webcam for a second so I could sneak a look at my face, my cheeks were so flushed. I think it was obvious how aroused I was if anyone really looked at me. It made me even hornier to see myself like that. I left the camera on and just moved it behind another window. Every once in a while I'd slide it back to the top and watch myself getting all hot and bothered thinking about Julie. I let my fantasies range all over. Of course I liked to imagine being the one touching her. Maybe I was waiting for her in the dark little hallway that led back to the restrooms. She'd come out of the bathroom and I would take her right there. She'd be shocked at first and a little nervous but she'd let me. She'd look up at me when I had her hot fucking body pressed against the wall. She'd let me kiss her. Kissing back with her tongue darting in my mouth all wet and warm. I'd put my head on her tummy and slide it to the waistband of her sweats. She'd take a sharp breath, and when I slipped my hand down the front of her pants and started rubbing between her legs, we'd keep kissing and she'd whimper into my mouth while another woman's fingers started coaxing the wetness from her pussy and feeling it soak through her little cotton panties. She'd probably never been with another girl. I'd be her first and I'd make her love it. I like to imagine her starting to panic a little, maybe. Like it was too much and too exposed. She'd try feebly to pull my hand from between her thighs. She'd try to squeeze them together and I'd feel all that warm soft flesh pressing against me. I wouldn't stop even though she'd whisper that we had to. I'd force her to get off, trying to stay quiet while I made her come. Fuck, I love thinking about what the expression on her face would be like when she couldn't hold back any longer. Or, maybe she'd let me. Maybe she'd even become the aggressor. I also like to imagine her getting so turned on she'd just swing me around and push my body against the wall. She'd attack me with an animal-like lust. She'd drop to her knees and grab my pants at the waist. In one motion, she'd yank my pants and my pantities down to my knees and she'd bury her sweet little face between my skinny thighs. I'd be almost bent over moaning and panting. With my hands tangled in her long hair, pressing her against me, trying to help her kisses and her tongue find their way into my slick lips. Would she look up at me? Would I be able to see those pretty eyes while she tongued my pussy? Would she back away a little and hold her tongue out so I could see my own pink lips wrapped around her? I'm getting so wet again thinking about all this and writing it for you guys. It was also pretty exciting to just keep playing up the voyeuristic aspect of it. Like maybe I wouldn't be the one to fuck her but I'd be there watching. There was a table of three guys earlier in the day that definitely had their eyes on Julie. What if I watched while she got fucked by the three of them? She'd be so submissive, letting them all touch her and manhandle her. One of them would pull her tank top down and force her breast to pop from her bra. They'd all reach for her and maul her soft tits. They'd pinch and pull on her nipples the way men always do. It hurts, but when you're so turned on, sometimes it's exactly what you want. Julie would be so turned on. She'd be sitting up on one of the tables, on display for them. And for me. There'd be a guy on either side of her and one behind her. Their big hands groping her and trying to find their way under and inside her little Wonder Woman outfit. She'd be looking up at them all hot and bothered while they said dirty things to her. Telling her what hot little fuck she was and all the things they were going to do to her. I like to think about her looking over at me when she first reached for one of their cocks. She'd reach over for the guy on her left and undo his pants so she could reach his big penis. Julie's little hand would barely be able to close around it. He'd be so hard already. They'd all groan at once when she wrapped her mouth around him and started to suck. The other guy would pull his dick out and she'd take it in her hand without ever breaking away from her mouthful. She'd be bobbing sloppily on the big cock in her mouth and gently, steadily stroking the one in her hand. The third lucky guy would come from behind her and move between her legs. She would lift her hips as he moved and so he could easily slide her shorts and panties off. He would waste no time before plunging inside her. I'd be able to hear the wet sucking sound of her cunt being impaled by his thick penis. Fuck, they were all old enough to be her dad. They'd love having their way with her. She'd love being their young little fuck toy. And she'd love letting me watch. Ugh, what the fuck is wrong with me that watching this sweet bubbly girl taking her socks off in front of me sets off these wild fantasies? LOL. I've gone back to that moment so many times and built so many crazy stories in my head from it. Hope you liked, Kissing Face.